This is Nick from the Torn and the Goblin, and you're listening to The Training Dummies. With Rob.
In this game, you gotta get the XP first. Then, when you get the XP, you get the power.
And Daryl.
Then, when you get the power, you get the... Wait, what were you talking about?
All right, greetings and welcome to episode 213 of The Training Dummies, recorded on June 27th, 2018. My name is Daryl, and I ran 10 kilometers yesterday for the first time, and I was kind of excited about that. And it was tiring, but I did it. Oh, you want me to? All right, all right, all right, all right, let's go for it.
I don't have any soundboard hooked up yet. I told you you could do it.
You did. I wasn't sure I could, but then I just kept going. So it was pretty good.
Yeah.
So, how are you doing this evening, Rob?
I did not run 10K. I ran 5 miles this evening.
Well, that's 8, I think. So it's close.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah, I believe so.
I know we have a special guest tonight.
We do.
I'm just going to do it quick because Thist, thank you for joining us tonight. How many miles did you run this evening?
0.
There you go.
But I sat down for many an hour today.
You sat down for many an hour. That's harder in many ways than
it is
than any sort of
that is not true at all.
Yeah, sitting is well. You have clearly not sat in this chair because it is not kind to your rump after a while.
Jeez,
I'm sorry.
Thank you so much for joining us all the way over from Lagging Balls and Company and Friends. Yeah. I don't know. Is there? Do you have a and like a
like other
balls and friends?
Well, kind of. I mean, I am part of CTR as well, so that's kind of like
that's
a friend.
Right, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's but, awesome.
Yeah, that's more like the dad show, and then LB is like the weird uncle.
Yeah.
That would make me the weird uncle, and that would make Pat Crane my dad.
Oh, well
yeah.
Then.
Papa Crane.
Papa All right, Crane.
I believe I saw him in there in the chat room. So.
Oh, yeah, he's watching.
Is he coming in to support his lovely daughter?
And that's, no, uncle.
Uncle?
It's a weird family.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah. I will accept this. And I know we had talked at BlizzCon last year, and I was like, we got to have you guys on the show. And I don't know. The scheduling part is the hard part. Like, the intentions are always there. But so
of course.
It's good to have you on.
Thank you for having me. I've been really looking forward to this so much. Ever since BlizzCon, when you guys came up to me, you were so cute. And sweet. I remember lots of hugs, lots and lots of hugging. And we'd only just met. Yeah, it was really sweet of you guys.
Well, I got a selfie with you and posted that on the internet and all that. But it was, I don't know, it's like there's that moment where you're seeing people that you know that you don't know, but you know, and then you're trying to figure out, like, how do I reconcile this? Do I give an awkward hug? Is it a side hug? Is it a, you know?
That was at the CPR party.
Gently headbutt somebody. Like, I don't.
Like that episode of The Simpsons where Stampy's like headbutting the other elephants, and then mm-hmm. Homer's doing it to the park ranger. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I wouldn't mind.
Simpsons
I wouldn't
reference.
Mind.
Yeah.
Nice.
So you're there. Oh my gosh. Sorry.
What?
So I've got this thing.
Nice.
Yeah, it's came. This was from the BlizzCon.
It's 2016, was it not?
That's where my bourbon sitting right now is on that.
Well, I just realized that there's an alliance on the other side.
Flip it over. Flip it back
before.
Over.
I forgot. You
don't need to. Don't need to.
Yeah, that's the side I'll use when I spill things. So, all right. So, why don't you take just a couple of moments here, and if you can just tell us about your endeavors in the Blizzard universe and what got you into gaming and kind of a little bit about this.
I mean, this sounds like a quiz.
Well, it used to be this.
Yeah, it used to be.
I'm nervous. Okay, let's see. Well, I played Vanilla WoW, so I've been playing for like 14 plus years.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Yeah, exactly. So I really like that game. It's a good game.
It is.
I really do. And I've been Horde the whole time. And, you know, I find that beneficial to, you know, me as a person because, you know, it's a much better faction.
Mm-hmm. It really is.
Good. Yes, thank
I
you.
I agree.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been playing for 14 plus years. I'm an avid Overwatch player as well. I love esports, Overwatch and WoW in particular. And whenever I can, like, I try to play Heroes. I try to play Diablo and Hearthstone and StarCraft sometimes. But those two in particular, WoW and Overwatch, definitely take up most of my time. So, you know, fairly good. I might.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, you do a little bit of podcasting on the side. How long have you been doing that for? You came up on an anniversary here recently, right?
Yeah, 3 years.
Nice.
Yeah, 3 years. Oh,
yeah, that's legit.
Thank you, everybody. Mm-hmm. Wow. Oh, thank you. But yeah, no, LB for about 3 years, and I've been with CTR for almost a year now. And I do an esports show with Pat Crane as well called the BattleNet Sports Show, which is fun. I cover Overwatch and World of Warcraft esports, so that's fun. Mm-hmm. And what else? I write for a website called doubletab.com where I cover Overwatch and Overwatch esports. So basically all of my time is made up of learning about WoW and Overwatch and the esports that surround them. So that's basically my life.
That's super awesome.
Yeah, that's really cool.
I love it. Yeah. 3 years is no joke. I know when we first started a couple, I'm not going to name names, but somebody told us right off the bat that we just didn't have what it takes. And to you, you know who you are. It's been 6 years, and we still don't have what it takes. So,
That's not true.
So you said one thing though that you've been playing since vanilla, and I have not been playing since vanilla. But I had this thought earlier today because I think Daryl, what did you say earlier, Daryl? You said a couple of people were like, I haven't really been. I've just been logging into Raid, and that's about it. And,
Oh yeah.
You know. And I just had this thought. I'm like, if I had to pick one game out of the Blizzard universe right now, and that was it, the other ones went away, or, you know, I could only play one, I still think it would be Warcraft. Like, yeah. I love Overwatch. I love Heroes. You know, I have fun with Hearthstone. I don't touch Diablo or StarCraft that much, but I feel like, yeah, I would still, like, to this day, and this game is, you know, I've been playing it for over a decade, and I would still do it. I think that it's the most diverse. There's, I don't know, I have a ton of fun. I just don't really get bored, you know. So,
well, that's the thing with WoW. It's like, it's so multifaceted, and like, there are things that you should do if you want to progress, but like, progression is just sort of whatever you make of it, you know. It's like, I don't, but if I wanted to play WoW and my idea of like being good at WoW and progressing in WoW was pet battles, I could do that and basically nothing else, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, I would have to level somewhat. I would have to play the linear game somewhat. But, like, if that's what you're into, that's what you can do. Like, when I first started WoW, I had no idea what I was doing. And I spent a lot of years just doing what I felt like. You know, like, I was a hunter for a long time. And it was my mission to get all of the most exotic pets I could. And then it was my mission to get the Explorer title without flying. Like, that was before flying. And I still felt fulfilled, and like, there was just so many things. Like, I only got into PvP like hardcore this expansion, and that had just always been there, you know. Like, it was just always on the table for me, and now I'm enjoying that as well as all the other things I enjoy. And yeah,
Daryl and I went through a season, and I want to say it was in Cataclysm. Was that when we got into PvP for a while?
I think so. That sounds.
Or was it Mist?
No, it would have been Mist because I had my Warlock and I didn't play that till Mist. So yeah,
mm-hmm.
It would have been Mist.
Yeah, and I was doing like Warrior, mainly like Warrior PvP stuff. Nice. There's a couple videos on my Twitch channel from like a very, very long time ago that are like, yeah. I don't know. There's one. It's so stupid. It's me on, I think, a Fury Warrior, and I don't know what talent I took, but I'm kiting this guy around for like 4 minutes, and I have like no health the entire time. I've got none. I'm like down to like a sliver, and I'm just kiting this dude around for several minutes to the point where you're like, this is just stupid. And I ended up finally winning. I don't know what happened, but yeah, it's I don't know. I tried my hand at it. I couldn't quite like let's get back into arenas and stuff. I think that's the same problem that I have with like competitive Overwatch. Mm-hmm. It's just like, I don't feel like I'm good enough, so it's like, it kind of sucks the fun out of it.
So it's like a confidence issue.
Maybe it is, yeah. How do you do that? Maybe. Is there like a pill you can take that will
help with
performance anxiety or?
Well, that's the thing. It's like, people don't want to go into WoW and feel not confident, you know? And people don't want to go into WoW and like feel sweaty emotions because you don't know what you're doing and you're fighting against somebody who might be better than you. Nobody wants that. But it's like the way I kind of forced myself into it was doing just BGs and then not doing the bare minimum, but at least doing the bare minimum as far as like mechanics went. So, you know, if I'm in like a Wrathy Basin and you know how everybody just like runs past the farm immediately, I'd stay there. You know, I would be the one to stay at the flag, just one person and just and call incomings. Exactly. And then if somebody came along, I would try to like CC them until other people would come. So like I would just do that. And I would do that for every map, just the bare minimum. Like I'd help the flag carrier. I'd try to kill the enemy flag carrier, but I didn't think that I'd be good. And like every time I got into a 1v1, like I probably wouldn't win, you know, but the more you do that, like at least you go in and you feel useful. And then after you start like, you know, knowing the mechanics and knowing how to do things, you start seeing like patterns emerging and you start to get a feel of like what each class will do to you and what you probably should do to them. And then you start learning and then you build up all this muscle memory and then you start building up your confidence. So it takes a while. And you have to literally put yourself through a bunch of stuff that you don't probably want to, but it's worth it because, I don't know. It just, it makes you feel like a badass. Like it really does.
Yeah, it does, man. Like I was saying, that stupid video of me running around, like I, by the time I was done and I won, like I was ready to do it again.
Oh yeah. Once, like as lame as it feels to like get ganked or killed or lose a duel or something like that, it feels 10 million times better just like taking somebody out, especially when like you're evenly matched. And like I just like that's the kind of rush that I love. And I don't know, it's it feels like when you've been like wiping on a boss all night in some raid and then you finally get it down. It's like that feeling.
That feeling. Oh, like when I had to swap to a completely different class and spec in order to kill heroic Coven. Like that.
I don't think Coven should count. Let's just all forget about that.
Yeah, okay. Let's. Yes, fair please. Yeah. Yes, please.
I'm sorry. I'm a little. I'm still a little salty over that.
Yeah. Just put it out of your mind. It's fine. Yeah, we killed it once and then we never went back again.
That's where we're at right now, yes.
All right. You know, I do have other questions, but I think we can weave them into some of the
I think so.
Stuff.
Ooh, segue.
So, yeah, if you have any questions or comments or want to find out what we're doing, we are active on Twitter. The show is at Training Dummies. I'm at Rob Copeland, and Daryl is at Daryl_TTD. And also, if you like the show and you want to support us, you can check out our Patreon page over at patreon.com/trainingdummies. No obligations, of course. We're just happy that you listen.
There is no topic bumper, so ignore that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Should I do a bunch? All right.
We need sure. to yeah.
No, should... Thank you for listening to the Training Dummies. What's going on?
I like it.
Dude. That? Yeah.
That was good.
I now feel like pulling out my air horn.
Do it.
Dude.
That won't be annoying at all.
Do you work on like on any of the websites like Fiverr or anything where you know, people will pay you for voiceover work?
I actually did do some stuff on Fiverr a long time ago for voiceovers and stuff. Yeah, it was an interesting gig.
That 10 seconds was at least worth $5 right there.
You do not have to pay me, but I would like a good old headbutt at BlizzCon this year, if you wouldn't mind.
All right. Well, hopefully it's a pre-beer headbutt. Because if it's a post beer,
it's all right. Like,
what'll happen? But
if you come at me from behind, I probably won't feel it.
All right, esports. Esports. We started to talk about this a little bit before. You're like, I can't.
You're right.
Yeah, I am.
Are you sure?
We started to talk about this a little bit beforehand, and a bunch of people in our chat room have the Overwatch League Twitch icon.
Oh, they do. Cool.
You were telling us why it's worth it. Now, as much as I like, just want to do the whole shut up and take my money thing when I see something with Overwatch on it, I saw that and I couldn't quite get around it, like the value in it. So, let's have that conversation again for the first time.
Sure.
At least buying the Twitch package is something I should consider. Now, I'm going to let you, before I before I poop on your argument, I'm going to let you go ahead first.
Oh, thank you. So you get that nifty little icon next to your name if you want. You know, it's equipable. You don't have to have it if you don't want to, but I think it looks pretty cool.
It's awesome.
Totally. You get gold-colored like emojis of the like all the logos for all the teams. So that's pretty cool. You get access to your own like Twitch chat channel. Like you can go from like regular public to the access pass one. And, you know, it's, I don't want to generalize cause like you can't really generalize Twitch chat no matter what. But it goes slower so you can read it a little bit better. And like the people who invest in this tend to have, not a better opinion, but like more grounded opinions about what they're watching, so the conversation is more interesting. Mm-hmm. Like if you like talking to people on Twitch chat during Overwatch League, which I do occasionally, it's cool. You also get to switch the camera angle, so if you want to actually watch the players while they're playing instead of the actual gameplay, like it'll switch up the camera so you can see the gameplay on a smaller like little screen, but then you can actually watch the players do their thing, which is sometimes it's even more interesting. Like I love watching them like in a really tense situation. It's just, it's cool to watch the pros and like how they handle themselves and like how they use the mice. And like some players, like they turn their keyboards at like weird different angles and like they've got these huge mouse pads and they like use their whole arm. Like I love watching that stuff. What else? Oh, before like every match night on Twitter, they'll advertise like which Overwatch League player they will have for a special interview afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And you can only watch that if you have the access pass. So like that in itself, I feel is worth most of the money. Like, and this is coming from somebody who like actively has to write about Overwatch League every day. But even if I didn't, like the insight from the players is just like, if you love watching Overwatch League, like obviously that insight is valuable to you. And besides from that, like you get 12 skins. 12. I think it's 12. And oh yeah, it must be because each skin is an away skin from each different team. Like, okay, you don't get to pick. Yeah, you don't get to pick which
it's the
hero.
Away skins. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it looks really cool. You don't get to pick the hero. Like it's the away gladiators for Winston. I think it's really cool that they chose. What was it? Shanghai is Zarya. Kind of like an homage to Geguri, which I think is really cool.
Yeah.
But yeah. So that's like 12 skins. Cool. So I feel like it's worth it, definitely.
The skins thing, I think we've talked about this on the show before. The skins thing throws me off because, like,
yeah,
especially in Overwatch, you can't see your skins. So you're it's cool, you know, unless there's some sort of thing that's cool. But like, I don't know. You kind of the quick over that you gave it just there was made me could reconsider it again. Because, I mean, I realize this season's coming to an end here shortly, but but still, I don't know, like you said, some of the, you know, a more quality chat experience, a more quality viewing experience, other viewing options, the player interviews, I guess that is cool.
Yeah, it's at least worth it, says, you know?
You can totally see your skins, most change your weapons. Yeah, all right, that makes sense, but I don't know. All right,
the viewing the players sounds cool, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm definitely interested in that. That sounds kind of cool that you can switch the view to look at the players.
Totally.
So that has piqued my interest. Although the problem with me is that I don't watch on my computer ever. Anytime I'm watching Overwatch League, it's like I put it up on my big screen TV and watch from there. Mm-hmm. So I have it's a native app to my TV. So it's not even Twitch, but it steals from the Twitch stream. So, and I just put it up on there, so, you know, I wouldn't get the benefit from seeing this stuff, but
gotcha.
It still sounds cool, though, you know, otherwise.
Roku, I don't think Roku does it anymore, but I've had mine for so long that I do have the Twitch app.
Well, so do I, yeah, on my Roku, yeah, so, my Roku yeah. stick, too.
So, but it's, like, that works, but you don't see chat while you're watching it.
You just exactly.
You're good to go, so, but, yeah. I don't know. I like it. I like the points you made, and I think I need to reconsider.
Whoever like bought it for this season, it runs out, so people will have to purchase it again at the start of the second season. So you could just wait till then. See, maybe they'll have some like new stuff to offer as well. Unless you want the skins.
Yeah, but, you know, like somebody said earlier, it's all about the Twitch icon, and that's hard to remember. So, Daryl, you made some of these notes here, Overwatch League and World Cup. So Overwatch League, World Cup previously was countries versus each other because there wasn't League.
Right.
Is World Cup still a thing, or is that just the finales for Overwatch League?
It is. So for Overwatch League right now, we're moving into the inaugural season playoffs. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be a thing starting July 11th, and it goes to the 21st, I think. And then the 27th, I believe, will be the grand finals, and that's the grand finals happening in Brooklyn, which I get to go to, which I'm so stoked about.
Oh, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Heck yeah.
I'm jealous. That is amazing.
I would be too. I had no idea that it would be in New York. Like, it's just like a really great coincidence. But the World Cup is still happening, but that's the finals are going to be at BlizzCon. So we're all going to get to see that. And right now, the teams across the world are putting their rosters together. The only complete rosters we know about right now are Australia and Norway, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and so most of the teams this year will feature Overwatch League players. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be doubly exciting. Yeah, totally. But like, obviously, Overwatch League wasn't a thing last year, so this year it's going to be probably even crazier because people will know these players from Overwatch League and want to support the World Cup even more. So I'm excited. Like, Team Canada came in second place last year.
No, so close.
Oh, yeah. close. We were watching it at BlizzCon last year. We were watching, and I don't know. When we went in, there wasn't a ton of people in the arena when we went in and Canada was playing, but by the time that game was over, it was just like wall-to-wall packed. You know, that was...
We don't mess around, and we're going to have a really great team this year. So.
Wait, can you claim New York and Canada? How does that work?
Oh, I'm Canadian, so...
Okay.
Yeah, so I just...
Guess who has the soundboard?
I know.
Don't hold back, man.
No, I gotta get mine. yeah. Well, you can guess which our two hosts are from Canada.
Yep.
I feel like I'm honorary, even though I've never been there. I don't know. I feel like enough. I have enough friends from there, and once in a while, I'll say a. Nice. Or I don't know. I've never had milk out of a bag, but.
You're missing out, buddy.
Maybe, I don't know, all these old Five Iron Frenzy references from their, you know, their Canada song. But yeah, you know, I think maybe I'm honorary.
Sure you can be.
Yeah.
We'll get my family to adopt you.
Okay, that'll work. I accept. Yeah, all right. I just need to... Daryl does this thing where he last year he had a bunch of people from the guild come up and help him build a new deck on his house, and I wasn't able to make that. But
that was
I think once I make the trip up there, then it'll be official.
Whereabouts?
Actually, say
by Edmonton.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just 30 minutes west of Edmonton.
Nice.
Yep.
I'm from Ontario.
Ah.
So, yeah. Sorry.
So what are your predictions? Let's talk a little predictions for Overwatch League. Then what do you see coming up? So Gladiators took this round, right?
Well, I am a Glads fan. The six teams that are going to be playing in the season playoffs are NYXL, Vala, Boston, Gladiators, Spitfire, and Fusion. So I'm thinking NYXL and Valiant have the best chance just because, obviously, Spitfire hasn't been doing very well at all for a very long time.
Stage one was all Spitfire, and then they just kind of fell off after that. Yeah. You know, they've been maintaining just enough to get playoffs, but it's been rough since stage one.
Really too bad for them, but Boston, of course, like was a completely untouchable in stage three.
Yeah, I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they perfected the dive meta, and they didn't lose a single game until they did, and then they just kept losing. So, and they really didn't recover once the Brigitte meta showed up in Overwatch League. So I'm not sure about that. Fusion, I don't know how Fusion's going to do. I'm not really sure. But I know, like, I am a Gladiators fan. Like, they're my favorite because Sherfor is my favorite player in the league right now. So they just seem to be, like, gaining momentum. Like, they just seem to be getting a lot better. And, you know, they went up against Vala in the playoffs for Stage 4. And, like, they really brought it, you know? Like, they almost had it. And so I'm thinking NYXL will probably win. They kind of dropped off a little bit at the end. I think they were just, you know, they were already a shoo-in for the playoffs, so they probably were just chilling, which is fine. I would too, probably. So I think it's really going to come down to NYXL, Valiant, and the Gladiators. And I'm just hoping that the Gladiators can pull it out, because there's nothing I would love to see more than the Gladiators take on NYXL in Boston. Or Boston, in Brooklyn, and, like, in person, you know? Like, that would be amazing for me.
Yeah, exactly.
And I love NYXL, too. Like, living in New York, like, I've had a lot of really cool experiences just because of, you know, I met the team. I got to touch Pine. He touched my hand. It was amazing. Nice. Saviobi was so polite.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah, like this hand or this one. I don't remember.
You're not selling that hand on eBay now.
No. No.
Okay.
But there's this really awesome booster club that started in New York called the Five Deadly Venoms. And, like, they, at the beginning of the year, like, they realized that there wasn't really an official, like, anything for viewing parties for NYXL in New York for some reason. So it's just these really, really cool guys. This one, the leader is actually Canadian. He's an expat like me. But they started up, like, viewing parties at this cafe called Waypoint Cafe in Chinatown. And so I got to go and write a story about them because, like, since they were the first thing to sort of, like, gather around the team kind of embraced them. So, like, they're the only sort of, like, grassroots. Yeah, they're the grassroots sort of, not organization, but club that sort of sprung up around them. So, like, NYXL has been sending them, like, jerseys and hats to give away and stuff. And they've been interviewed by MLG.
I love that. That's right? So cool.
Yeah. It is so cool. So I got to meet those guys. They're amazing. And so it's hard not to love NYXL, like, not just because they're the best team, but, like, they have a great community surrounding them, of course. But I just, there's no Canadian players on NYXL, and I'm very, very biased, so.
Yeah, well, and you should be, you know?
Yes.
I tried to, season one, I really, really kind of pushed I tried to make a decision ahead of time of who was going to be my team. And I think a lot of us kind of, you know, where do you live, and what colors do you like, and, you know, all of this stuff. So I kind of landed on Dallas. I liked the logo. I liked the, you know, everything was cool.
And dude, I did too, because I'm an XQC fan. So I thought, this is going to be great.
Yeah.
They got Seagull. Like, nothing's going to stop them. Yeah.
So I need not tell you how well my fandom went. And I was not looking to jump yet. But after stage one, I was like, man, London is just so awesome, right? This is so great. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna like Dallas and London. And so I started liking. I was like, London will be my backup team. And then what happened with London? Like,
so you're like a Fairweather fan?
No, I'm not a Fairweather fan. I just I understand how funny it is to root for Shanghai at this point because, you know.
Well, I mean, it's funny, but at the same time, like, people just love them so much and want them to succeed so hard.
Yes. I'm not a Fairweather fan, but I do want to root for a team that, like, is on the map.
Sure.
You know, and at one point I was like, well, I am in Texas, so I could just claim Outlaws now, but I don't know, that wasn't right either. I can't just do that, you know, but
yeah. Well, it's hard, and, like, but the cool thing about Overwatch League is that you really, really get to know the players. And each team has such a great, like, community manager and social media manager around them. Like when people ask me, like, what team to root for, I try not to say Gladiators because, like, that's me being biased. But what I try to say is, like, you know, go to the team's YouTube pages and check those out because, like, almost all the teams have these really cool, like, just nonsensical videos of you know, sometimes it's interviews, sometimes it's the guys, like, behind the scenes, sometimes it's just a day in the life of, and you get to, like, know these players and like them. And so for me,
go to In-N-Out.
Exactly. Yeah, sometimes they do, and they have really deep conversations in the parking lot. But for me, it's like I stopped sort of like focusing on one team, like Gladiators, yay. But like for me, it's more like I really love this player and this player and this player on this team, and like that kind of became better for me in general, because it just made the league more exciting, you know, and it opened me up to more teams. And so like if I'm watching, and I have to watch every single match every night that it's on, so you know, if Gladiators aren't playing, it's not like I'm like, oh well, I'm not gonna watch it unless the Glads are playing, you know. Houston's playing, so I really want to see Mooma play. Like, I really love Mooma. And like Shanghai, obviously we love Gaguri. I want to see her succeed. I want to see her do a thing. So I just think that like the Overwatch League has done an exceptional job of introducing these players to everybody. And so that's what I tell people. It's just like, go see who resonates with you. Like these players are from all around the world. Where are you from? Like, do you think, like, what do you think of Gaguri? What do you think of Cool Matt? Like, do you like all of the Korean players? It's just, I don't know. Get to know them. It's interesting.
I absolutely agree with you. I mean, I haven't been approached what team should I root for, but I would say basically the same thing. Like, flip it on and watch, because whatever, Florida may come out and their walkout dance may just be the best thing you've ever seen in your life, and next thing you know, you're a Florida fan. Nice. Right, who knows. It's like, you start to learn a little bit about the individuals, and if Pine touched my hand, you better believe I would. Shit again. That dude is.
I haven't.
Incredible. I love gross. That.
But I'm suddenly really good at McCree.
There's a part of me that's like, I don't want to root for NYXL, but
yeah,
they're so good. Though, you know, yeah,
they're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I haven't picked a team at all because, well, there's none based in Canada. Like, I'm hoping for season two we get a Canadian team like Vancouver or Toronto. Even if it is Toronto and I'm out west, I would cheer for them. So, but you know, I have no team selected. But yeah, I still enjoy watching any game. Like, any match can be really exciting to watch. And I don't even play Overwatch. I'm terrible at first-person shooters. But I still enjoy watching the matches. Like, it's a blast. I have a blast watching. Oh, yeah. And, you know, I did buy a jersey, and I bought a Gaguri jersey. And it wasn't because, it wasn't because of the Dragons. It was because Gaguri, right? That's why I bought that jersey. So, and like Pine, the first time I saw Pine, holy crap. Like, he was on McCree, and it was like one shot city. It was like, wow. This is insane. Like, he single-handedly won that map. It was amazing.
And he usually does.
Oh, I know. It's like, you know, and every time I'm like, oh, NYXL, and then he didn't play for the longest time. I was like, man, I just want to watch him play again, because it was exciting watching him as McCree. Like, it was just, it's exciting to watch. It's great.
Totally. The best players in the world doing the thing that they're best at. Like, it's amazing to watch. And like, I love that. Like, you don't really play, but you still enjoy watching.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I've met people who didn't play at all, but saw Overwatch League and then started playing, you know? And it's just, I don't know. It's part like really, really exciting gameplay and amazing plays and amazing talent. And it's also part like just the way that the Overwatch League is broadcasted and presented to people. It's like, it's super like welcoming and flashy and fun. And it doesn't take itself too seriously. In fact, it hardly, like, the broadcast hardly takes itself seriously at all, with like all of the fan made signs and like the memes and the walkouts and stuff. Yep. Like, it's just a fun esport to watch all around. And
well, the way that Overwatch at Blizzard, the way they interact back with the community, the thing about, you know, Torbjorn's wall run, and they're just like, you know, they totally do this stuff, and it's fan service, but it's freaking awesome. It's hilarious. It's exactly what you want from a game and community and social media. You know, you want people to engage you with these ridiculous, you know, just these memes that are, you know, we had on Whammo a while back, and he was just talking about that was half the fun of working on that team was being able to like put that stuff together. And it's like, you don't ever know what's going to go viral. But I mean, if it's got Overwatch on the tag, it's probably going to
absolutely
see a bunch of people in the chat talking about the sale. This is the summer sale that just happened.
Oh,
I had to be good. I had to be good because I don't know. It's like it's worse than the Steam sale for me. I could just throw all my money at it. But I did. I picked up a couple of shirts. I got this pretty cool Tracer shirt and
nice.
And now I'm looking at this. Everyone's saying they got jerseys. I'm like, gosh, dude, I'm gonna have to go back and look at the site again and see if there's any left. Or I mean, I would wear a jersey even for a team that I didn't really care about, just because at this point they're all kind of cool, you know.
They had last year's World Cup jerseys for $13, down from $50. I have two Team Canada jerseys, and I spent that's like $100. Team Canada sold out.
Yeah. I know. Like the day the sale came on, I went and I looked. I'm like, oh, Team Canada jersey. It's in my size. I put it in my cart, and I didn't order it. I didn't hit the buy button just because the exchange is so bad right now, and shipping it across border. And I hadn't talked to Rob. Like, I'd rather just send it to Rob, and then I'm gonna see him in 2 weeks, so I could just pick it up then, right? So by the next day, when I talked to him and mentioned that, I went and looked. Only size left, triple XL. I'm like,
man.
24 hours and they're all gone.
That's more than New York. So.
That sucks.
Yep.
Actually, that happened to me, except not really. I got my first Canada jersey at the end, like the last day of BlizzCon, and everything was sold out except triple XL. So I bought it anyway, you know, it's like I didn't, I just, I need, and I was walking around.
I'll just sew it.
Well, I was wearing it as a dress.
That's awesome.
Oh my God. Yeah, whatever.
Nice. That's
amazing. Well, as much as I love Overwatch, I think the one thing that I like I was talking earlier, the one thing that I do love more is playing a little bit of Warcraft. And what just wrapped up here was the Mythic Dungeon Invitational for the Warcraft event. I don't even know it's their new adventure into esports with the Warcraft franchise. Did you dive into that as much as you have with the Overwatch League stuff?
Oh, yeah. The Mythic Dungeon Invitational is by far my most favorite esport of all time, ever.
Oh,
ever.
Really? Wow. Nice.
It's incredible. It started last year, and it was completely unprecedented. It's like an esport that focuses around PvE. So it's just running Mythic Dungeons.
That's my jam.
Yeah. And last year it was cool because, you know, it was starting out. I think it was largely an experiment, you know, just to see if people were even interested in it. And it was cool. And the casters, like, you know, as professional and intelligent as they are and were, they kind of like, it kind of turned into sort of like how many puns can we make and like how much can we make fun of each other while we're casting? And it became like this quirky, endearing sort of like really easily digestible esport for like every WoW player to watch, because we all know that like the AWC is exciting and amazing and it has a long and prestigious history, but it's really hard for people who don't PvP to even understand what they're looking at, you know?
Yeah.
Because if you don't PvP, like it, like each match is so rapid, everything goes so quickly. And as much as the casters are explaining everything to you as it's happening, it's still very difficult to understand at first glance, you know, like you have to put some work into understanding what's going on. But the MDI is literally just watching the best teams in the world do what you do anyway in the game. Like, if you're going to play end game content, like you're obviously going to go through dungeons. And even if you're not doing high keys, like it's still all of the same mechanics, you know,
the dungeon. Yeah. Even if you don't M+. Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. So it's kind of like Overwatch League in that, you know, like you're playing the same maps. And, you know, you're probably using the same comps sometimes if you're doing competitive, and you are looking at what you would be looking at if you were doing it. So it was really cool. So like last year it was great and it was a huge success and everybody really loved it a lot. And so this year it's come back in full force. And, this weekend, it was a 3-day affair and it was the first, MDI LAN. So the teams were actually in the MLG's, arena in Ohio. So it was two from EU, two from APAC, two from China, and two from NA. So that was like the super cool part about all of it, is that they were actually there and it was an actual LAN. So it was pretty cool because you could actually see the players on stage chilling out.
That's cool.
I don't know. Yeah. Did you guys watch it?
Yeah. Oh, no. I mean, as much as I did. Daryl, holy crap, dude. The MDI stuff is so good.
Like, yeah, but it was on the weekend, right? Yeah, it was like 30 degrees here, perfect weather for working outside in the yard, and that's what I was doing.
So you're on the patio going to the cottage?
No, just my own yard here. I was working. I got lots of stuff to do in the yard this year, so.
Oh, yeah?
Putting new flower beds, all kinds of stuff. So that's what I was working on. So I didn't watch any this time around. I watched some of the prelim stuff like a couple of months ago or whatever, weeks ago, whenever it was. But I didn't watch any of the finals this weekend.
That's okay. I mean, all the VODs are up. And I don't know. If you didn't watch any of it, like I would really suggest watching. I mean, this is going to sound obvious, but like the last match. And that was between Shell's Angels from EU and Method NA. And it came down to like best of five, and it literally came down to like they had seconds between each other, and it was like they were on the same boss, and it was like I think it was Shell's Angels final time was like 24 minutes and 14 seconds, and Method NA was 24 minutes and 19 seconds. So like we were literally like I had almost my entire raid team over at my house this weekend to watch it.
Nice.
Like we were literally on the edge of our seats. Like we were watching on the couch, and it was just, you know, like we were screaming at the television. It was after 3 days of watching these amazing E athletes like battle it out in all of these dungeons. It was the perfect ending to just a huge weekend of esports. And the coolest thing was that like Shell's Angels, these guys, like, they're not sponsored. They didn't have, like, they're all wearing Argus t-shirts because, you know, they didn't have any jerseys. They literally, like, they all watched the MDI last year, and they found most of each other through the Looking for Group tool.
I know. I saw that. That's amazing, hey?
That's isn't freaking it? Awesome.
Yeah, and they totally won. They beat both.
That is so cool. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I think that's really cool because, like, not only is the MDI, like, I don't know, just super easy for the average WoW player to watch, but there's also the possibility, like, anybody can enter. Anybody.
Yeah.
Like, you have a team. Yeah. You can try out for this, and they did. Like, they weren't any, like, established anything. They were just some guys who played really well together, and they tried their best, and now they've won. And so they're going to play at the All-Star event at BlizzCon. Along with Method NA, Gulch Trotters from APAC, and Method PogChamp from EU. So we're going to get to see those guys at BlizzCon sort of play some BFA maps for the first time in MDI history. Totally. So I couldn't be prouder. Like, I don't know these guys at all, but like, I don't know. They kind of like represent everybody, you know, like us. We play WoW. We enjoy it. And, you know, like, I think every WoW player has exactly the blue collar WoW player, because inside each one of us, there's the potential to be an MDI champion.
Maybe not me.
Yeah,
but yes,
yeah, not all of us.
Actually, but I get what you're saying. No, I don't. So I don't really get into a ton of Mythic Plus like myself. I've done the, you know, I've got the achievement, and I think the highest I've done is 17, but like, it's there, and I can do it. I think maybe I shied away from it because my first getting into it was tanking it.
Yeah.
And that, dude, that was, like, the most stressful. Like, my butt was puckered for, like, a week afterwards, man. Like, I forget. We did, like, Halls of Valor, and it was, I don't know, it was, like, a +9 or something. And that was pretty, not undergeared, but, like, you know.
Halls of Valor is just hard.
That was rough, man. Yeah, that was before any of the trash changes or any of that stuff.
Affixes, the first boss in Halls is probably the hardest boss for me in the entire expansion as far as dungeon bosses go. It shouldn't be, but it just is. Like,
that thing's stupid.
But you ever have that? There's just like that one encounter in the game that you just don't get no matter how many times you do it. Like, it's just like you like you go into this already knowing that you're gonna die.
It's like, usually her out, Kevin, but yeah, like
that doesn't exist. We're not talking about that anymore.
Oh yeah, crap.
That never happened.
You know, there's several raid bosses that are like that for me, because we always had this one guy. He stopped raiding with us, but he was a rogue from, he raided Mythic, and he always came and raided with us on Fridays, and he'd always just pick up these difficult mechanics. And then one day he stopped coming, and all of a sudden it's like, we don't know how to kill this boss anymore. Because I always did these odd mechanics. You know, the one night he doesn't show up, it's like, why are we wiping on this? We've killed this like 50 times. What's going on? And it's like, wait a minute. This sounds all vaguely familiar. Yeah.
Yeah. He was single-handedly negating mechanics for our entire team. Oh. And
we didn't know.
And we had no idea. Like, it was like Verimathrus and stuff. None of us knew what to do because he was eating that stupid thing every time. And like, I don't know, man.
Just not telling you, or?
He raided with us, but he was on a, like a...
Yeah, a mythic team.
He was like a hardcore mythic team. So he would come, he would just, for fun, would just come and help us kill stuff. And like, aww, we had no idea half the time. Like, he's so from awesome. Like Mexico. And like, when he talked, it was wonderful. Man, he was the... Yeah. Man, I miss that guy. Yeah. I hope he comes back. But yeah,
shout out to that guy.
Yeah. Shout out to LeGault, man. That dude's freaking awesome.
Taking it for the team.
He would just show up and like all of a sudden everything was better. And
like, it's true.
And
it's
true. But you didn't realize it.
Until I know.
Like, why? What is it? We've had this on farm for like 4 months and now we can't kill it. What's going on? Yeah.
Yep.
So what were some of the highlights for you? I know you mentioned the very last, the closing match, but what were some of the, like the really standout moments that you just thought were like something that you would make a, you know, write an article about or make a post about or like that were just like, hell yeah, kind of stuff.
For me, it's, I think the coolest thing, for me in particular is when I see a fire mage, any fire mage at all. And it's not because like, I mean, it is because I main a fire mage right now. And I have done for years, but, it's more like, and I think maybe everybody could say it, like, if you see your class, and your spec specifically, it's like, it just makes what you're watching even clearer, you know? It's like, when I watch the
AWs, I know what they're doing. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, I know that spell. I see that cooldown coming up. Like, it's like, you get it. It's like an extra layer of insight. So every time I see that, I love it. And it doesn't really matter what team it's on. Like, it just all of a sudden I'm in there too. Like, it's like I'm playing, except they're playing way better. But it's cool because you can also see like, they've got the DPS meters and, you know, I'm always rooting for the mage to come out on top. And you can, if you're watching on Twitch, you can like, click on the screen to figure out like what they're wearing and stuff. So it makes it like super transparent about what's going on.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Nice.
Yeah. So it's super cool. So, like in the AWC, when I'm watching PvP, even as somebody who PvPs a lot, like it's still really difficult to understand what's going on. And I have like, I'm a sort of a one tune sort of person. Like I main my mage and that's basically it. Like I have some alts, but I never touch them. So like even as somebody who PvPs, like it's still not super clear what I'm watching. But when that fire mage comes in, then I get what's going on. So
yeah.
And that's AWC. So. That's just something that I can barely understand. But with the MDI, it's like I already have like a great understanding of what I'm looking at. But it's just when that comes in, it's great. And I know that it's the same for other people when they see like their spec in class come in. It's awesome. You're just like, oh, that's me. I'm in it. So
that's a good feeling when you're watching somebody and like even like Asta is saying, like you can kind of pick up tips or you see like, oh wait, they saved their cooldown for this or or just like, oh my god, they pulled that off, that's so cool, you know. I know that is a super cool feeling. What were some of your, I feel like every time I turned it on it would seem like it was Blood DK tank, like was it's like the only it's like the only MDI tank. Was there any like kind of, I guess, meta breaking comps that you saw that were like really fun, or was it just super like everybody's kind of figured out this is what works, this is what you go with? Or
not really. Like there was like a double Windwalker at some point. There wasn't team no healer did not make it. So
okay,
yeah. Some of those mechanics are just too much.
Yeah.
But you're totally right. Like just. That's another thing about the MDI as a regular WoW player is like you can watch them pull off these insane strats and like with Shell's Angels, they're kind of known for like having like these big crazy pulls that, mm-hmm. you know, if they mess those pulls up, they would, you know, completely just mess up. Like it was, the stakes for them were always just so high because mm-hmm. they were just pulling so much. Hmm. And like a lot of that, you know, it was just, but that made for really good television, you know, just watching these guys. But
yeah, yeah.
But I don't know, just like seeing these guys pull off these things is awesome. And it's like one of my guildmates said something like, when they wipe, it's like kind of watching NASCAR. It's like you get really bored and you just sit there wishing for like some kind of accident or something. Just, you know, it's just kind of bad to say, jeez. Actually. But,
like, that's
wow.
Yeah. That's kind of harsh. But like, you know what I mean, right? It's just like you're yeah. watching the cars go around the track and then if something exciting happens, it's probably a crash. But
right.
at least yeah, in gotcha. The NBA, nobody's actually getting hurt, right? But anyway.
So,
but
like, yeah, there's a little more flavor in watching somebody go big and then just screw up than
yeah,
there is
or
in
not.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
Or not. And like yeah. these are the best teams in the world right now, and seeing them do big pulls and pulling off crazy strats that you've never seen before is amazing to watch. And it's like I did the Battle.net sports show today and I said something like it's like if you ever pulled off one of those things in your own raid team in your own group with your friends, like let's pull really really big and see if we can do it, like if you pull that stuff off, that would be the stuff of like guild legend, you know, like 2 years later you'd be like, oh dude, you remember that time that we pulled yeah. all that stuff and like it totally yeah. worked out, that was awesome. These guys are just doing that because that's what they do because they're the best, so mm-hmm. like it's just awesome to watch yeah, that and cool. witness it. Yeah,
that is yeah. Daryl, you should at least come back and watch that match or that VOD, because like it's worth it, man. It's super super well done, you know, like Sloot,
yeah,
Automatic Jack and Robert Wing, those guys all yeah. casting, like it is really like I don't know, it's fun, like, and this was saying like them just kind of like I don't know, there's a difference in the kind of the camaraderie those guys have.
Oh yeah,
than even the Hearthstone or the Overwatch casters, it's just it's like a little bit different. It's just like it's freaking yeah. awesome.
Well,
that book of puns that Sloot pulled out. That
yeah,
was...
that like illuminates his face.
Yeah. Oh, jeez, really? That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, even it was the one I did watch, whatever that was, a month ago. Sloot and Rob had a gentleman's bet that they were each going to shave their heads if something happened. And it happened. Well, jeez.
That's
yeah,
the ball
like,
jokes are real.
Yeah, I know. So it's like, man, this is hilarious. Like, it's just, I love that. It was great.
Yeah.
So do you, Fist, do you do much Mythic Plus stuff yourself? Or it seems like you've just got your, you make a concerted effort to do a little bit of everything.
I do. I mean, not everything. I still suck at pet battles. I kind of gave up doing professions this expansion because I'm insanely spoiled by my guild, so I didn't really have to, but yeah, no, I love doing Mythic Pluses, and you know, I raid, well, I used to, we're taking a break now until BFA, but like I raided 6-8 hours a week. Like I've got a main raid team and then I've got another raid team that I help out mm-hmm. or just make appearances in once a week, but just doing Mythic Pluses, it kind of feels like you're doing something that matters, but for not a lot of time, you know, and it's mm-hmm. a good way to like flex mm-hmm. your muscles and not literally, but just, you know, see all the damage you can do and try out new things, without too much consequence. And I think that's really important in WoW. Cause like if you're not hardcore raiding and like, I'm a heroic raider, I'm not a mythic raider. I mean, not for lack of trying, but, you know, if you're not doing that rating at the end of the game, like you're missing a lot of not just content, but a lot of like good feels, you know, cause like you're working through the content and you're building up this character towards something. And when you're rating, it kind of feels like, okay, I've worked towards this thing and that's, that makes me feel good, but not everybody can do that. And so I think with Mythic Plus, it's like everybody can do dungeons and then somebody who doesn't have the time to raid or just doesn't want to raid or is too afraid to raid, can do these and go slowly, you know, up the keys and gain that confidence and sort of gain that sort of like closure on working so hard for their character. So I don't know. Yeah. And it's really great for just people who don't have time, you know, like not everybody has 8 friggin' hours a week to put in for raiding. So It definitely did a lot of mythic keys. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's cool to do it with your friends, you know? It's like, hey, man, I've got like an hour to kill. Do you want to just do this? And like with the addition of the chests at the end of the week, I mean, that was a huge incentive to do that as well. And and making some of the drops out of mythic keys like viable, like the gear that you're wearing viable, that really helped too. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I just think all around mythic plus dungeons are a massive asset to World of Warcraft.
I absolutely agree with you. It's one thing that I see Jab said here. He looks at mythics as more of a difficult scenario. Like, and I know that we used to run those ones in Pandaria all the time.
Yeah. I love those
scenarios. Yeah, those are awesome. And I know they've integrated that. It seems like a little more into story content, into world content. You know, the little scenario things. But man, I really liked, you know, getting to know those scenarios and going in with three people. And I don't know, there's a lot of times where, you know, you kind of outgear something and you come in, you'd be like, don't worry, you guys.
Yeah, I got you guys. Yeah. It's okay. I'm here now.
You see somebody on like some freshly boosted tune and you're like, it's okay, I got you.
Yeah, it's okay,
we'll
baby.
Some loot here. Yeah, so I don't know. I think there's a part of me that wants to dip back into that a little more. But then, like, you know, you run like, I don't know, for me, I'll run like two or three or four or five or, you know, several in a row. And I'm like, okay, I think I'm good with that for a bit. Daryl, did you ever finish getting the achievement for the...
Nope. Soon. I got, what, 3 weeks?
I think. I know. That candle is burning.
I know. Ron even asked at the end of a raid this past week if anyone needed it. I'm like, well, yeah, I still do, but...
Yeah. Well, asking after raid, which ends up being, you know, Friday night at like 1 or 2 in the morning. Like,
yeah, I know.
You're not like, let me get it. And, if we put something together.
I need to hit him up.
I'm happy to go in DPS for you. I think I could help out a little bit, but yeah.
Yeah, and well, with
I'm
the
sure a couple of other folks still need it too, so.
Big artifact upgrade we got yesterday. It should make it a little easier too, so hopfully.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah, I went through before the show tonight and got that done on like 13, 14.
Nice.
And it applies to like all the off specs and everything, so that's really nice.
Yeah, it's like
the only thing that really matters is the relic slot still. So if you've got crusty old relics, they're not gonna be super helpful.
Who told you my relics are crusty?
Your crusty old relics. I saw a Twitter post on this earlier, but it was funny because I was talking with Jab here about it. I know on the, I don't know what the quests are called, but I know you can skip a lot of them when you go down to Silithus. You don't have to do you don't have to do any of the thing where you like go over and kill the bugs and loot the bugs and do that. You can even skip the SI.
Oh wow!
Finding the little hidden agents. All you got to do is like yell at the guys who are need motivating or whatever.
Yeah,
and it's different on the alliance side.
They do need a lot of motivation.
Yeah, so you yell at them. You go. You fly across the map. You kill the one guy over there. You don't have to collect the linen. You don't have to do all that stuff. You kill the one guy across the map. You come back. You do the stupid thing where you talk to Magni and fly back and forth and talk to Khadgar, and then you go up and you're done. You don't have to do, like, there's, like, three or four extra quests you can just skip.
Nice.
That's a little bit helpful. Yeah,
that's good to know.
Yeah, good stuff. Did you have any other, like, closing thoughts about the MDI or Overwatch stuff that you just wanted to share?
Well, I will say that I didn't realize that Shell's Angels was a pun, and that should have been like really, really obvious to me, but somebody on Reddit had to spell it out for me. So Shell is the name. It's like a Swedish name, but it's kind of like it would be considered like an old man's name nowadays. Like, you know how like Dolores would be like an old woman's name here or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's pronounced like Shell, and it rhymes with hell. So it's like Westworld. Hell's Angels. Well, I don't. So I guess I'm sorry.
One job.
Listen.
Oh man.
But yeah, so it's kind of like.
Next, you're gonna tell me you don't watch The Expanse either.
I don't. When do I have time to watch television? Tell me that. I watched 3 days of MDI. Three.
Yeah, but now it's done. So you got time.
Yeah, but now I've got a little time between like the inaugural playoffs and the AWC. They're doing something in Poland soon.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, like when you have to watch esports, there's a lot of esports to be had.
You know, you're reporting on it, so I know that you have to be. There's another level of competency that you have to have.
Did you say competency? Because I don't know if that's the right word.
You have to be competent with your knowledge of esports.
I try.
You have to be educated.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure there's other better words, but I think competency works.
No, I was just trying to make fun of myself. You wouldn't let me. Thank you. Now I feel good about me.
See? Yep. Now I've angered the chat room too. You don't watch The Expanse. So.
I'm sorry. Out of time.
Yeah. When you say that it's very Canadian of you, and as an honorary Canadian, I can't help but give you a pass on that. So
thank you. I appreciate it. Are we still friends?
Yes.
Jeez, make me wait for it. Oh my God.
Wait for it. Wait for it. Daryl.
Yeah.
You got any other wrapping up closing thoughts?
I don't think so. No. Watch it. It's good. It's fun.
Oh, yeah.
It's exciting.
It's good. Yeah. And the way, you know, the time that we live in with Chromecast and smart TVs and
all that stuff,
devices where you can put things over here and over there, you know, it's all, you know, it's very easy to watch this stuff even on the go. I ended up watching Overwatch League a lot of times at the, you know, I'll be on the treadmill and I'll just
have
my phone up there and watch it that way. So yeah, it's fun. Good
Sounds
stuff.
Awful.
You know, if you're going to torture yourself, distracting it with Overwatch League is the way to do it. So
yeah, I did a lot of that as well. All right.
Yeah, I have a small window of time where I can actually do the outdoor running here, or maybe I'm just a baby. But it's either cold and you're like, I don't want to go outside, it's cold, or it's like the ground is actually on fire and you don't want to go outside because it's hot. So
yeah. You poor thing. It must get so cold there. So very cold.
Oh, you know what? I came from Colorado, so I had spent many, many years of my life waking up 2 hours early to go shovel my snow off my car. So
sure.
Yeah.
Isn't it cute when Americans think they know what snow is, though? It's like, oh man, that's so much snow. Yeah, sure it is.
Snow days when there's an inch of snow on the ground.
Right?
Yeah.
No, that's not a snow day.
Like, one time my entire province ran out of salt for, like, the roads and stuff. Like, it ran out. No more salt. At all. They had to import some. It's that bad. Have you ever been through an ice storm?
I mean, I can
I
say
hope
yes,
to God you don't have
point,
to.
At this point, it wouldn't matter. You'd be like, what?
Have you ever been through a super ice storm?
Jeez.
Have you ever all right, let's... light yourself on fire just to stay warm?
It's hard to stay in your igloo when you're on fire, so.
There you go. Okay, if you haven't already, make sure you come and join the official Training Dummies Discord server at discord.me/TTD. It's the best way to keep in touch and get real-time interaction with us and our community, as well as the awesome guests like this that you've heard on the show. That's discord.me/TTD. And since we're streaming shows live now, head on over to twitch.tv/thetrainingdummies and follow so you know when we fire up the stream.
It seems fate has brought us together.
You have my gratitude.
We make a great team.
I'm sure glad you're around.
Well, if it ain't my favorite person.
You have your uses, don't you?
You have quite a talent there.
Together our victory is assured.
Good enough.
All right, Rob, what do you have for shout-outs tonight?
Definitely, you know, I'm going to start off a little bit different, and that way you can't copy me. I'm going to say massive thanks to Lance, because he was in town last week, and I got to go kick it with him. And, it's a way with it. Got this cool neck pillow thing from Legion, and it's freaking
you got to
awesome.
Hang out with Lance? You're so lucky.
Well, you know, that's just Austin things, I guess, because there's an office here in Austin. But yeah, thanks, Lance, dude. That was awesome as usual. I wasn't even at Raid this week, was I? Or was I? No.
Yeah, you were there for most of it.
Because I had a race. I ran a thing on Saturday morning. Yeah. So, thanks to Daryl for trying to pass me gear as I bring my Warlock alt to Raid. Yeah, somehow there is no loot.
Nothing.
And this, thank you so much for joining us tonight. I really, really appreciate it. You've been extremely patient with our pace of scheduling, and really, really appreciate it.
So, anytime. It was a huge honor to be here. I'm a huge fan. Thank you so much for having me.
You're crazy, but I'll take it. So.
Why do I keep hearing that?
Daryl, what do you got?
Oh, geez. Now I'm drawing a blank. Well, Thist, of course. Yeah, I know I can't. Hey, Thist, of course. Thanks for coming on the show this night tonight. Really appreciate it. It's a pleasure to talk to you all about Overwatch and MDI. And I'm definitely think I may go back and check out that final match after hearing just how close it really was. So.
Oh yeah, definitely worth. What are you doing in Canada today?
Going to Jurassic World, I think, and taking the kids out for supper.
Nice.
Yeah.
People don't know that Canada actually does have a Jurassic World. We have actual dinosaurs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's custom in our country to worship dinosaurs on the day of our country's birth.
Yes.
So,
yes.
I mean, that's a very traditional Canada Day tradition, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I hope awesome. You have fun, buddy. I had no idea, but I do worship dinosaurs anyway, so.
Yeah.
All right, that's this. Do you have any shout-outs this evening?
Yes, I'd like to shout out everybody in the chat room. Hello, everybody. Thanks for watching.
That's who we forgot.
And, yeah, well, I remember.
We're bad at this.
Hey, everybody. Hey, it's all good. I don't even stream my podcast. Like, it's fine. You guys are you're doing great. And I said I'd shout out Pat, so I'm going to shout him out too. Hi, Pat.
Is that Uncle Pat or Dad Pat?
Dad Pat. I'm the uncle.
Oh.
All right. Yeah. It's very confusing.
Okay. Yeah, don't think about it too much.
All right. Well, before we wrap this up, where can people reach you if they have more questions about anything we talked about tonight or anything else?
You can reach me at Thist03 on Twitter and everywhere else. Just type in Lagging Balls, but use discretion. So it's like laggingballs.com, Lagging Balls on Twitter, Facebook, and we have a great Google Discord.
Might be something.
Yeah, Google image search is you know, it's touch and go. But after 3 years, it's mostly pictures of me for some reason. So, like, discretion is advised. A lot of it. And that's all.
All right.
All right. Well, that is episode 213 of The Training Dummies. You can find this and past episodes of the show over on iTunes, Stitcher, and thetrainingdummies.com. And remember, we are all just jackasses with mics. So until next time.
It's advice you can trust. From people you shouldn't.
So forget what I said before. Now is when things are getting weird.
Oh, a fan, huh? Oh, well, who can blame you? Thanks for all the love and support.
At patreon.com/trainingdummies.
Perhaps you require more training.
Dummies.
Uther.
I'm not dignifying that with a response.
Look, there's a little note.
Patreon.com/trainingdummies.
Has not been evaluated by the FDA. Please do not operate large machinery or mythical creatures after healing. Side effects may include nausea, dimensional displacement, stomach irritation, and sentient discharges. Always consult a doctor before using
Patreon.com/trainingdummies.
Was that not enough jokes? Were you not entertained?